We few, we happy few, we band of brothers. For he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother, be he ne'er so vile. This day shall gentle his condition, and gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap whiles any speaks, that supported us at the Goblins and Growlers Patreon, at patreon.com/goblinsgrowlers.
I don't have a map in front of me, but...
Marine's the next town.
Is it river possible?
No.
Boat?
No, that ends long before Marine.
Yeah, that is okay. The cruel irony of the name of the town is that Marine is not accessible by water.
Yeah, it's completely landlocked.
Sorry.
That's not your fault. You didn't name it.
I mean...
This is Quid Pro Role, a fantasy live play adventure where a party of unlikely heroes embark on a quest to bring dragons back to their world.
Well, howdy, listeners. Welcome to the Daily Crier Listening Show, where all the news and variant and beyond can make its way, well, right to you. You know, with all this springtime air filtering through the cracks in the windows, it makes me think of all the new beginnings, the fresh starts. It makes me think of second chances. Second chances that we offer to others, sometimes are offered to ourselves, and in some cases, even the second chances that we give ourselves to try something again, to believe in something. Well, in speaking of seconds, in the last time, Solinar and Koza had their visions of what may come, and the party, feeling reasonably exhausted, decided to lean in on Artemis's hospitality and spend the night there in her tent. Knowing that this will be the last time for a while, they each said a unique goodbye to Cole, as while they step into this new leg of their journey, Cole too will be stepping into a unique journey of his own. Now, with all that said, listener, try not to sweat the fortunes and the portents and what may come to pass. Now, I'll be honest, I often flit back and forth between considering whether I should be spending my time planning for tomorrow or living for today. Can't say I have the exact answer as to which one is the best for everyone, but what I can say, without a shadow of a doubt, is that I hope y'all take care now.
You all are going to wake up as sunlight filters through the top of the tent, dyeing everything this sort of soft, muted purple. The candles that were lit in the night appear still lit and don't seem to have burned down at all. Like, burned lower, not burned the tent down, Brandon. I can see the eyes.
The tent was made from polyester.
Wow, I had a dream that was good, but also one that wasn't so good.
Oh.
Wait, those weren't... Were those dreams?
At some point in the night, I rolled off the cushions and I just slept on the ground, which is... Like, it's not awful, but... There's something lumpy under where I was laying, and it has not done my spine any favors.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you were sleeping on me, Solinar. Oh, oh, my back.
Oh no.
It's okay.
Johannes, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, I was covered in pillows. I was basically inside of a pillow fort, but flatter.
Well, I
I tend to roll around a lot in my sleep, but I don't think anybody notices because usually I'm inside my little bedroll, and then I just, like, I roll around inside the bedroll.
Yeah, but when the bed is programmed to roll with you, it makes it a lot easier to roll out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just how you all slept. You know, I've heard stories about, you know, Johannes from the past being a mattress.
That was a different time.
Long ago.
That is a thing that happened, though. Yo Mattress, we called him.
And no one slept on me.
Yo Mattress, so uncomfortable.
It's like there's a fully grown halfling man in it. In armor.
A real mm-hmm. Princess and the Pea situation.
Mm-hmm. Princess and the Pee-wee.
That was okay. I was trying to get there, but you got there way faster than I did.
Oh, all right. I'm just gonna give me a couple of minutes. I'm gonna stretch it out. Just try and get my spine to feel like a spine again.
The next town that you all are going to travel to is going to be your destination of Marine. Is there anything that you all want to do or set up or potentially discuss before you get there?
I think we need to set up some decoys for the bounty hunters to put them on the wrong path.
I swear to every god in the pantheon of this game, if you tell me that a rat costume is going to be involved, I am going home.
I have a very serious plan. Thank you very much.
That's all what right. You said about the masquerade ball, and it involved a rat costume.
Let me ask you this. Did we accomplish our goals at the masquerade ball?
Not really. Like, only in the technical sense.
Oh, so only in the yes you did or no you didn't sense we accomplished our goal.
Look, you cosplaying Chuck Velveeta didn't do a whole lot for me emotionally.
It was Carlos Entertain Miesa Queso. I do still have a clown costume. But no, this is what I was thinking of as I was trying to sleep last night. So we've got these bounty hunters coming after us, right? So what we need to do is throw them off, because I'm not going to be able to expertly negotiate with the next one like I did the last one. So we're going to have to, I think what we need to do is find some folks who are about our size and build, hire them, give them some of our clothes, and send them off in the opposite direction.
Boat, how many of those wrestling underpants do you have?
I always keep a spare. You never know when you might need a clean one.
I'm sorry, are you implying that the one that you wear isn't clean?
Well, fortunately, with this plan, I'll have the clean one, and I'll just give this one to the decoy.
Oh, that seems inhumane. I don't like this plan.
Well, do you have a better plan?
We go to Marine.
Our plans are not mutually exclusive. We're going to Marine, but we need a group of people who look like us to go to not Marine, so we have a better chance of arriving in Marine.
The bounty hunters haven't really been that much of a threat to us thus far, except
that
for
last
that
one was really annoying.
Except for that one bug one. That one was stressful.
Yeah, well, this last one would barely even listen to reason.
I'm sure you in no way found a kindred spirit.
I mean, we didn't have really good conversations. She was really thick-headed.
Again.
Anyway, I think we go to the tavern, we hire some lookalikes, and we send them off in a direction.
I'm just going to go to Marine. This is insanity.
I feel like we're gambling a lot on we'll have lookalikes at the tavern that we can hire to send someplace, and not Helen the Pure will be sitting in the tavern main room still angry from yesterday.
Look, they don't have to look exactly like us. They just have to be approximate.
I'm just seeing the scene from Spaceballs where it's like, you idiots, you didn't get them. You got their stunt doubles.
That's exactly what I'm going for. That's exactly what I was doing.
Every one of our characters but smoking. And
Johannes is played by just a small human woman.
Alita's played by Carrot Top.
Johannes is played by Chris Dane Owens.
Oh, no, Chris Dane Owens, but doing that thing where he puts his knees into his shoes so it looks like he's short.
He's dwarf.
Yeah.
Now, Carrot Top is jacked these days. I don't know if he could pass
as a leader. That's part of why I said it, because it's way funnier.
But anyway, okay, so it sounds like everybody's on board with this plan.
No one is on board with this plan.
I do not. We literally stayed here last night on the ground when we could have been sleeping in beds because we were avoiding the tavern because we were pretty sure Helen the Pure would show up.
What kind of like loose fabrics are there in this tent?
They are draped around and along the ceiling in such a way that I'm not sure you can yank them down without causing damage to the tent's structural integrity. But there are quite a few like large bolts of cloth of various textures, fabrics, colors, and patterns that are woven around at the top. Some of them hang very loosely, but again, I'm not sure I'd yank it down.
I mean, is yanking the only option? Can I not just carefully take it?
Why
and bring
are you
it down?
Stealing parts of her tent?
I'm not stealing parts of her tent. What I want to do is find some fabric that I can use to wrap around myself as a disguise so I can go to the tavern to see if there are some approximate lookalikes there.
Imagining Boat wrapping it around his chest like he's in a movie and he just like got out of bed and is like and is now like walking to the window of his penthouse apartment overlooking New York City with it like wrapped around his chest tightly.
Mm-hmm.
But a squeeze.
Failing this, are there any like cloaks or capes or anything that are hanging? Is there like a coat rack or anything?
You have an inventory.
But that's my stuff. If I wear my stuff, then it won't be a disguise.
You have a clown costume.
I think that's a little conspicuous for what I'm trying to do.
If the whole reason we stayed here last night was to avoid detection by people hunting us, then I think going there, even in disguise, defeats that purpose. We should just move on.
All I'm saying is they know the direction that we're going, so we need to throw them off a little bit.
Once we get to Marine, we'll have the protection of the Queen and also whatever knights are there. We're better off getting there sooner than later and then avoiding the bounty hunters that are from Tinkerhaven. Or
the Queen and Marine might not be on the scene. We cannot count on her.
I think Solinar's right.
She might herself not be present, but we have the piece of paper that says we are allies of Marine, or of Alarion, I should say, royalty. And as such, we should be assisted in mild manners and allowed to pass through. If we show up at the castle with that piece of paper, they'll take us in, and then we don't have to worry about bounty hunters until we go to leave Marine again, at which point they don't know where we're going.
It's a question of getting to Marine, because there's like with these bounty hunters, probably there's no diplomatic relations between like the Boris Empire and Alaria, so they'll just snap us up regardless of who we're under the protection of.
Johannes, Koza, what do you two think?
I would think Marine would be good too. We'll have to, of course, dodge the bounty hunters, but I think they'll get on our trail no matter where we go.
Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, I don't think that we're going to find a lookalikes because I've never seen somebody who looks like Boat. And the whole party, man, what a challenge that would be. But the thing about that is that maybe if we didn't look like us is what I thought, but then I thought more about it. And when people find us, usually it's because we're all together that they know it's us, not because we look like we do, but because of being all together.
So you're saying we should go separately?
Well, I'm just saying that it would be really difficult if we are trying to stay undercover to do it together. Because even if I were to do something crazy, like cut all of my hair, which would be crazy, but I think I would possibly think about doing it if that means that it's the right thing to do. Even though it would be really sad, I could have hair back in, you know, a few years. But people would still look at us and be like, whoa, you're the halfling with the party of that many people and the horse that's wanted.
Yeah, even if we shave our heads, we can't shave Midnight. We'd be eaten first.
And even if we took all our hair and put it on Boat,
I think people would still look at boat and be like, that's boat.
We could paint the horses.
I think there's some merit to us going separately.
You think that we should divide the group?
I think it would be easier to sneak that way.
I have so rarely seen that go well for people.
I think it would be risky, but what if that is the best way? If one of us of the groups does get captured, it's not all lost.
That's actually a good thought. Alita's going to take the mirror pendant and walk over to Johannes, giving it to him again.
Whoop. You dropped this by putting it in my hand, and I put it back in your hand.
No, Johannes, I think you should wear this for a little bit.
Oh. Well, silver is my color, which is also gold.
I think that if they're looking for the dragon priestess, because I might have the key, it is wiser for you to have the key.
Ah, because then if they see you, they'll be like, oh, and she has a mirror pendant. And then they'll look at you and be like, wait a second, I don't see myself.
That could be part of it, yes. But my big thing is that if something happens to me, you will still be able to finish the mission.
Yeah, but nothing's going to happen to you because we're here.
Well, if we split up...
I really don't like the idea of splitting up, especially if the argument is, well, then the rest of us can carry on the mission if some of us get captured. I'd like you to picture half of us, whatever half it may be, making it to the Boris Empire and then successfully getting the crown from the Emperor. I don't think that happens without literally every single person in this room right now. Oh, except, is Artemis here?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay, then every single person in this room.
You can see a little happy slither as Banana feels included.
Mm-hmm. You're coming with us now.
You better not take Artemis's snake. It's like her only friend.
Well, she has Cole now.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, she has a new friend.
I'm sure they'll have, like, really in-depth discussions with him not talking and her saying one word at a time.
I was good at thinking in-depth.
I don't know. Banana seemed chatty when Koza talked to her.
Well, also, like, Artemis and Banana have a history together, so they have lots to talk about.
Guys, please figure out how you're getting to Marine.
I say we just hit the road. We move fast. We get to Marine, and then we obfuscate our trail.
No. We don't hit the road. We have to stay off the road. If we're going to do this, we have to go through the woods.
How do you plan on getting the cart through the woods?
Maybe we don't take the cart.
We are not abandoning the cart again. I will fight you right now.
We could pay for a storage unit here and keep the cart in that.
As you know, storage units were well established in this medieval fantasy world.
I don't know if Midnight can even pull the cart, but I would sooner try that than leave the cart here. It is not an option for me. Thank you.
Maybe we can stop at a place that's like right before Marine, like right under it on the map. We can stop at Submarine. Alex wants to leave now.
I'm not laughing.
She's laughing so hard. Everybody, she's laughing so hard that she's peaked her mic again, and you just can't hear it.
Yeah, no, that's not true. I'm filled with giggles right now.
I will say that was a good joke, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I dropped the map in rage, so...
I get why Alex deadpanned it, but I also wanted to acknowledge that it was good.
I'm going to tell you right now, there is nowhere that you can go that is going to be less, like, that is not going to be as close and as straight a shot as just going to Marine. Right.
I got no problem with just going to Marine. All I'm saying is, like, if you know people are hunting you, why would you walk down the highway?
What I'm trying to say is we should take the quickest route to get there, because once we're there, we're inside a city.
And it, rock, paper, scissors.
You You want to talk about obfuscating a trail? A city is the place to do that.
We got to get there first. All right, fine. Let's just go. Yeah, let's quit talking about it. Let's just go.
Koza, at like some point, had just like started wandering off and like was kicking a stone like in the dirt.
You left the tent and are just kind of like kicking a rock around.
But look, here's the deal. We got to get there as fast as possible.
Yeah.
I can't screw around.
I'm good with riding faster than usual. There's one thing I have to do before we leave town. One thing and one thing only. And Solinar immediately seeks out whatever the stables structure inside Valmuth would be that is closest to Artemis's tent.
So you're looking for like a horse tie-off, or are you looking for...
No, like a stables stable.
You need some high-end oats.
Somewhere that
they
would take care of horses, because I have to purchase high-end oats.
Ah, yes.
Or Midnight will rebel, and I cannot have that.
Literally wasn't going to remember that, except for as you were saying that. I was like, what the heck is this guy? He's trying to pay something off. What the hell is he doing?
So you will be able to find a stable that does look like it stocks things like horse tack and oats and carrots and sugar cubes. Which is a very high-end thing to give horses in this, again, medieval fantasy world.
Solinar slaps a silver on the counter and says, I'm sorry, I'm in a rush. I need your highest quality oats. I don't just mean your freshest oats. I mean whatever your highest quality oats are.
So, you wish for the highest quality oats, do you?
Yes, the highest quality. And I'm in a bit of a hurry. I apologize. I understand that, you know, you're just here trying to do your job. I have a horse that I made promises to that if I don't make good on, there will be consequences.
I understand. Here, my good friend, this is the highest quality oat I stock.
And he's going to slide a small parcel that's wrapped in linen.
I'll take it. I desperately wanted to roll insight on that and be like, this is some suspicious behavior we're having here. But I got a 9 on that, so we're just...
He seems on the up and up.
We're going to keep on going. Yeah, I'll take it. Absolutely. And that's... will this cover it? And Solinar indicates the 1 silver.
Oh, this shall do quite nicely.
Am I getting going, any Alex. Change?
Keep it going, Alex.
Is your continued laughing from the first thing you said, or is it my asking for change? I'm not really getting a good read on this situation. Cause if these oats cost 1 silver, like it's excessive, but
these are the finest quality oats you'll find.
And they cost 1 silver?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day.
I know Alex said yes, but her mic peaked at the very end, so it sounded like she went, yee!
I think she might have gone, yee.
I said yes.
Oh, okay.
The highest quality oats in the land, yee!
And Solinar leaves the silver on the counter, takes the oats, and leaves.
Wait, where's the comma in there?
Have a wonderful trip, my friend.
Why do you sound like Palpatine all of a sudden?
Hurry, Alex, say do it.
Do it!
That's the text tone.
I like, instead of sounding like Emperor Palpatine, I sound a little bit more like a toddler demanding that you do a trick.
And like somebody just pulled a dollar coin from behind your ear and you won another one.
Do it. Yeah, a little bit. All right. So you get your parcel of not at all suspicious oats and return to the party. Midnight immediately staring you down.
Yeah, Solinar immediately gives the oats to Midnight. I don't know if that'd be like a feed bag situation or if he has to like hold the satchel open in his hand, or?
It depends on how 90s horse girl movie you want this to be.
I think go, satchel in the hand is the way to go. We should really embrace the 90s horse girl movie.
So you open the linen satchel and hold in your cupped hands the quantity of oats that you have bought for a silver. Midnight snuffles around them before beginning to eat. Snuffles slowly starting to like inch closer and closer to Midnight's oats. Stronky as well sniffing around.
Solinar is just going to like gently put a hand, like a slowing hand out towards Snuffles and be like, I can't say for certain that you can't have any of these, but that's not my choice to make. That's Midnight's choice to make. These are no longer my oats.
Snuffles snorts in insult.
Snuffles opens their mouth and just goes,
what?
Oh my god.
For a moment, in the annoyance and the sudden snort that Snuffles gives, something happens to her eyes.
11.
You're able to see it's almost as if they flashed a different color for a moment.
Solinar like narrows his eyes at Snuffles and he's like, I don't know what that was about. I don't fully trust it.
Snuffles,
we don't have time for that right now.
Snuffles is going to trot over to Boat and begin, like, bapping him with her snoot and looking at the oats.
Look, man, that oat seller, for everything Solinar was saying, was a pretty suspicious cat. So I don't know, and also very overpriced. So I'm not sure if we want to get oats from that place, man. They might be bad for you.
Midnight stops eating the oats and sniffs at them. And then resumes eating the oats.
You never know what they could be laced with, buying it from a suspicious person like that.
I mean, there's all kinds. It takes all kinds to run a town like Valmouth.
Speaking of a town like Valmouth, time to hit the road and get the heck out of the town called Valmouth and into a town called Marine, the landlocked seventh wonder of the world.
What are the other six wonders?
Well, I'll tell you on the road. So, number six, of course.
I was about to be like, Alon, I beg of you, tell me things about this world that you remember. You begin the trail towards Marine. Are we actually going to take the road, the main road?
I mean, if that's the way the group wants to go, I'm going to go with the group. But I don't think it's the best idea.
So you take your trip down the main road of Marine, traveling along as the cool air and the midday sun strikes upon you as you go. Things seem smooth, comfortable. As you look around you, you see these beautiful golden fields sort of shimmering and stretching with the wind. As you look to your other side, you can see dense forest. A lot of space in here seems peaceful, quiet. Clouds lull lazily over your head as you go, and after a little bit of conversation here and there, occasional sounds, humming, at a point, you all just settle into a comfortable silence. No sound at all, except the shifting of the grass, the rolling of the cart, some feet and some hooves. That's all there is. This is how you travel for a couple of days before finally reaching the beautiful gates of the city of Marine. It stands before you like a gem. It glimmers in the sunlight in a way that feels unearthly. Yet as you look at it, there is this melancholy air to it. It feels like some of the life and energy that was within this metropolis has diminished somehow.
Is anybody else looking at Marine right now and feeling like Marine maybe has a chest cold?
I suspect that they're doing a lot more preparing for war than they were doing last time we were here.
I agree.
Well, yeah, like, are there people milling around? Are there shopkeeps set up outside the city like you would normally expect? You know, is there just a complete pall of war cast over the place where, like, tumbleweeds are blowing through?
There are no tumbleweeds, though the energy of spiritual tumbleweeds does seem to be there. The town does have people milling around it. There are market stalls that are opened around the gates of the city. Though you notice that the gate itself is much more heavily guarded than it was before, with some of the guards requiring carts to pass through them for inspection before entering the city. This, of course, has created a bit of a bottleneck and a bit of a line. You can see past the gate that the city still moves, the city still breathes. The people wander about, going about their days. There just seems to be this tension amongst all of them. Like there's something they're trying to ignore.
Is this like a bag line at a concert? Like, are people without carts able to just go in?
Yes.
Is it only... Okay. All right.
Which... Who's got the writ from the queen?
I figured you did.
We talk about this one?
Whing! Oh, thank goodness. Because I was checking through my bag, and no, I do not. Because I think we could probably... I mean, I'm happy to run it up there, but I think we could probably show that to the guards and not have to have our cart inspected.
Solinar is living the life of getting an attending pro pass and walking up to the front of the vendor line and flashing his badge so he can just go in.
Solinar has never had a signed document from a member of royalty that says, hey, let this person do their stuff unimpeded.
I don't see why we shouldn't do that. We got things to do. We gotta go see what the Knights of Ilaria, who's here, what they're up to, what the situation is, and then figure out where we're gonna go and what we're gonna do.
I don't know why what you just said seemed so ominous, but man, something really, really foreboding behind it.
Yeah, I don't know if that lightning thunder strike actually picked up on the mic, but...
I definitely heard the thunder on the tail end of what you were saying.
It was legit. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, man, that really is ominous.
But what I do know is that you don't get without asking, and so we should go ask. Do you guys want to line the card up, and Johannes and I can go up to the front and see if we can skip it?
Yeah, I'll stick with the cart.
Solinar, you approach the guard who looks at you sternly. You can feel his eyes pierce at you from underneath the opening of his helmet. Halt. No one's getting through until they're inspected. Get back in line.
It's possible that we have an exception to that rule. Johannes, if you could show him the paper.
Crinkle, 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 crinkle.
He's going to take the writ, hold it straight, and look at it. Seems real. Go on, mind yourselves.
Oh, we'll be cautious. Is everything okay here? I know there's a lot of tension about Borosians around the country right now.
You seem to be a pretty big man with a writ from the queen. Why don't you ask her?
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. Sorry to take your time.
Appreciate it.
Bunch of jerks in here.
I mean, I would also be annoyed if I had to just stand at a gate and look through carts all day.
Well, not just that, but you know that there are several people in that line that are like, well, I'm a very important merchant who does business here all the time. You shouldn't be stopping. You can't look through my bag. No.
Is that wrong?
I really like the idea of just like pretty big man with a writ from the queen.
You're able to get through the gate and gesture to Boat, letting all of you through without much other than side eye and whispering from what are clearly irritated merchants.
For many years, I have brought my vegetables to your great square. And this day, You make me wait for hours outside of the city walls so you can do what? Rifle through my
rutabagas. As Alucard is monologuing, boat speeds by on the cart. He's like, sucks to suck.
Jesus.
See, I'll suck you.
See, the thing is that Alucard was in line. Like, he's at the front of the line, and he's now just, like, made anchor and is making this fuss, making everyone behind him wait even longer.
Nothing is funnier to me than somebody yelling sucks to suck to a vampire.
Yeah.
And I know that Josh caught it, but just, like, it's so good. And I do like to think that Alex, like, he who's trying to teleport in, and he got, like, he hit a magical wall, and then he had to, like, he goes and, like, walks into the line.
I love Alucard's comeback of I'll suck you.
I don't. I feel like that should probably not make it into the show, but
he's a vampire.
Yeah, that's clearly the yeah, sure. Okay.
Enjoy
the fan fiction, everybody.
I can't believe I have to be invited into the city now. Like it's someone's house. Unbelievable.
Everybody's removed their welcome mats from the front of their houses, and Alucard is like, damn it!
Yeah. Yeah, like in vampire lore, like what qualifies as a house? Like if I go to a stadium, but it has a dome over it.
That says home of the fight.
So does the vampire have to be invited in there? But if it doesn't have a roof, is it a home?
Kind of.
It can be.
It's supposed to be if somebody lives there.
Okay.
Gabe answered that really fast and with a lot of confidence.
Yeah. So if like a homeless person were staying in the stadium and there was no running water going through it, then
no, you said a homeless person. That means that they don't have a home. Because if they were
dwelling there illegally for an extended period of time.
Hell yeah, squatting life.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you're the one that lives there, you can define who can come in.
Stop outing Gabe's vampirism.
I think Gabe's outing Gabe's vampirism with his quick answers, quick and detailed answers.
With his confident answers. So you make your way into the city of Marine, and as you enter, the clouds overhead begin to cast the sky on this sort of dingy gray pallor. Everybody, you see, still hear the hustle and bustle and movement of the city, but again, everything feels very muted. You see, though you did not see before, hanging from some of the windows of some of the dwellings and the taller buildings, as well as stretched between some buildings here and there, is the Alarian flag, the sigil of the kingdom itself, looking down on everyone, the eye within it seeming frightening, almost.
Could you, for those of us who wish to paint with your words the Alarian flag word picture?
So the Alarian flag is just a blue flag with the sigil of Alaria on it, which is going to be a large eye with two crossed pieces of wheat under it, and then the symbols of a sun, a drop of water, and a flame.
Man, normally, it's, you know, the eyeball seems really symbolic of, like, vision for the future. Right now, with kind of the general atmosphere of the city, feels like I'm being watched everywhere I look. Like, there's an eye over there. There's an eye up on the castle. There's an eye on that tower. There's eyes everywhere, and they're all watching. I'm not about it.
There's even an eye in Alita's name.
Yes.
And sometimes people pronounce her name Alita.
I don't understand the joke.
I don't know if it's a joke so much as just an observation.
Well,
I don't know if that was supposed to be a joke, Josh, but it hit for me. Talking about eyes and it's an observation.
That's funny.
As you all are having this conversation, you see a small platoon of soldiers, about six, standing in rows of two by two, walking along the streets. They seem to have a destination in mind, but at the same time, their heads seem to be almost on a swivel, looking around for any sign of anything within the city.
I think once we get past the gate, Solinar is right back to being hood up, and as they're riding past this platoon of guards, he's just gonna tip the hood a little bit to them.
my soldiers.
A tip of the hood.
Your pork pie cloak. Look, let's just hot foot it to the queen.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's a lot of activity going around. A lot of people on watch. You know what I mean? Like, they're looking for things. You think that they're looking for things because things have been happening?
I mean, it's certainly possible.
Or they're ready for things to happen.
I was going to say it's just as likely that they're ready for things to happen and are anticipating them to begin happening any minute now.
Preparations. Well, to the Alarian Knights and the palace.
You head through the streets of Marine, feeling an almost sad feeling in your chest at this idea that this place that was once so warm and welcoming and safe for you guys is now wrong somehow. A dread settles into the pit of your stomach as you get closer and closer to the castle. You see, other than the potentially tripled number of guards that surround it, standing at the top of the stairs, looking down at you with his arms folded, is a somewhat familiar man in armor and a blue cloak. Hey guys, Alex here. I am just popping in to thank some of our Patreon subscribers. I cannot tell you guys how much it means to me to have you guys all on this journey with us and for making this possible. I want to thank Brian Barltrop, Caitlin Brophy, Craig Little, James Arms, Kane Agnelli, and Kyle Oatman. You guys help make this reality, and I'll never be able to tell you how grateful I am. So hopefully this does a little bit of it. Thank you.
Oh man, can I go on a side tangent real quick?
Yes.
Why would you ask permission when you've never asked permission before?
Yeah, I was going to just talk through. As soon as I said it, I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to. So one of my favorite flat earth arguments.
Oh my God.
Is that gravity pulls water to the lowest point, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know this. So the world, if it was actually round, gravity would pull all the water south to the lowest point of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so all the water would be at the bottom of the world. And it's not. It's distributed evenly, which is how we know without a doubt that the world is flat. So now I'm thinking about the world building. And what if, you know, the gravitational pulls, which exist even though gravity also is pulling south, if they were flipped for some reason, some diabolical, and then all the water from the south rushed to the north because that's now the south, the whole world flipped, right?
Yeah, because it's not north-south, it's up-down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, we'd have to reimagine worlds as being spherical objects to make that plot work, but it would be awesome.